We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here this next segment by Dr. Reginald Eggleston, who is the Superintendent of Schools at USD 475 Geary County, which encompasses the Junction City, Fort Riley area here in our listening area. We always appreciate getting an update from our friends down the road. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. And I guess you guys are still going. School is still going for you guys down there.
That is correct. We actually do not end until June the 4th. So that will be our last day. The high school will end on June 3rd. We actually have high school graduation this Sunday, May 30th. So it gives us an opportunity to celebrate all the successes of our senior class and applaud them for their resilience for the past couple of years. You know, this class has been impacted for the past 2 years due to the pandemic. And so we just are very excited to have an in-person graduation and kind of get back to some of the things we've been traditionally accustomed to.
Absolutely. Are you guys doing that outdoors or indoors? I can't remember.
We're going to do it at the Al Simpler Stadium. And if there's inclement weather, we have a plan to move it into the gym. But we do have a plan and do plan to do it outside. So looking forward to a large crowd. We gave every student 5 tickets for family members to attend. And so we will exercise our safety measures just to keep everyone safe during the event.
All right. Sounds good. Well, graduation's an exciting time of the year. And this time of year is exciting for a variety of reasons. But, you know, as you head into the summertime, I might just start here with this. You got new teachers you got to go find and for the upcoming school year. This is a process that never stops.
No, it doesn't. Actually, each year we have about 1,300 to 1,600 employees. So on an annual basis, we replace teachers due to retirement. And because many of our teachers are associated with the military, at least have a spouse that's serving, so we have PCSs that occur. So we average about 100 or more new hirees on an annual basis. So that's something we are accustomed to. We started interviews and hiring early March. And so we'll continue on throughout the course of the summer. Sometimes individuals decide late in the year to determine if they want to retire. And so we find ourselves carrying over some of our hiring practices sometimes right up to the start of the school year.
Wow. I'm just looking at your website. There's a number of jobs open right now. Is it normal to have this many, or is this maybe a little higher than normal?
No, it's normal. Actually, we're in good shape. If you think about it, this is just May, so we'll be interviewing May, June, July. School will begin the early part of August, so we still have ample time to fill all of our vacancies.
All right. So if you need a job, if you're looking, that's a good place to start. And obviously, you probably had a number of people also leaving the district, retirees and whatnot. And those come up every time during the school board meeting, we find out about those.
That is correct. Normally, they will submit a resignation or a retirement notification, and then that is placed on the upcoming board agenda for approval. And then we applaud them. And of course, everyone has plans and people move on with their lives. And we do wish them the very best as they take on new endeavors.
All right. Well, we're getting into the summertime here as well. And what do you got on the horizon for summer school?
Well, we're actually going to be having summer school in 4 elementary schools, both of our middle schools, and at our high school. And then we have an alternative school, which houses our magnet school program. It will also have a summer program for magnet students. So we're offering summer school to all of our students. It's available. We're encouraging our parents and students to attend and take advantage of the learning opportunities that will be provided.
And when does that get going here?
That starts June 7th.
Okay, so it's almost immediately after the school year.
That is correct. We get out of school on the 4th, and we will begin that following Monday. And the reason behind that, it gives everyone an opportunity to get some additional academic instruction and then have a break as well prior to the start of the year.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And obviously, I don't remember if you had summer school activities last year because of the pandemic. Did that get pushed off?
It did. We have traditionally conducted a summer school, but due to the pandemic last year, we did not have one. So this is kind of picking back up. Part of what the State Department of Education is encouraging all districts to do is to have some form of education during the summer in order to address the COVID slide, because students, as you know, ended last year, using remote learning the last 3 months. We didn't have summer school. Then we started school this year with about 1,900 students that were part of the remote learning opportunity. And we've now reduced that number to about 800 students who are taking advantage of the remote learning opportunity. The others have returned back to brick and mortar. So because we know students are at different places academically, we're just being encouraged, and we believe we should do it, offer as many additional learning opportunities as possible for students, whether it's Saturday school, summer school, whatever the case may be. We want to try to offer as much as we can.
Sure. Well, as far as getting behind in education, I hear this a lot from a number of district officials, but where do you think the biggest challenges will be? Will it be at the lower levels here? Because I would assume maybe the high schoolers kind of know what they're doing here with remote school, but the younger learners may have a more difficult time getting back to normal here in the fall.
Well, I think it's just across the board. When we look at the personal interaction, which we know is the best form of teaching for our young people, we could see across the board that we saw some dips in learning at all grade levels. So what we want to try to do is capitalize on learning, encourage all of our students this upcoming year to be in the in-person school and move forward. In fact, we are not offering remote learning for the upcoming school year. The only thing we will be offering in Gary County will be in-person school.
That seems to be a lot more common here. One of the biggest school districts in the country announced they're doing the same thing, I think, in New York City. Do you think that's going to be a trend here nationally to just go full in person?
I think we've had a lot of lessons learned, and I think just based on how difficult it is to stay connected to families and students with remote learning, that everyone understands that. And so I think moving forward, that's going to be what most districts do. Now, we've been fortunate. We've had a combination of in-person school and remote learning all throughout the year. We kept all 18 schools open this year. We roughly had 5,800 students in school on an average day basis. So we've been very fortunate that our safety measures have worked and that the confidence level of teachers, parents, and students grew as the year progressed. And that's the reason why more and more students return back to in-person school.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston here, USD 475, Geary County Schools. And, staying kind of with this topic here, the masking, obviously, that's changed because we got different guidance here since we last spoke. I think we had you on the end of April. Curious kind of what 475 is doing. If I remember, you're continuing to wear masks until the end of the year, unless something's changed on that. And then maybe going forward, what that's going to look like here after the school year ends.
Well, at this present moment, you're correct. We are wearing masks. Based on the CDC's guidance, it basically encourages schools or recommends schools and other agencies to maintain their current mitigating practices. And so we're finishing up all the way through the summer. That is part of their recommendation. And then we will update, all of our documents for the 21-22 school year. At this present moment, I was watching the news nationally. It appears that 50% of Americans have been vaccinated and so or received their vaccine. So hopefully by the start of the school year, more and more individuals will receive the vaccine and the level of safety will increase. There's also a push right now for students to take the vaccine. So we'll see how that goes as well.
All right. Well, continue to watch that for sure. Do you personally believe at some point when the masks come off that you'll see a difference there in kind of the way the kids learn here, because they won't have the mask on, they'll be able to see, you know, the facial expressions of their teacher and vice versa?
Well, I think it just makes it much more personable. I think students can learn with or without a mask. I think basically kids are very resilient. They have done an outstanding job attending school and being engaged. I just think that the mask was just a necessary item for this year. Yes, I do believe people will be excited to remove them and go back to normal. But I think we all learned that you do what you have to do to get through circumstances. And this teaches resilience. It teaches flexibility. And it just helps young people understand that you do what you have to do to be successful. And this was just part of it during this time of our lives.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of changes going on, obviously, with that. And let's kind of shift gears a little bit, talk about some construction you got going on there in the district. Got a brand new high school getting set to open up in the fall, and been given tours of it, as I have noticed. Is that right?
We have been. We've been given tours for probably the last 3 months. Members of the community, some of our legislators, military families, military leaders, just building a lot of energy around the opening of the school in the fall. And it's gone over very well. I think people are very excited about it. It is a major addition to the district, a building that can hold up to 1,800 students. It will allow the high school to offer a number of classes and create many opportunities for our young people. So we're just very excited about it.
What's maybe some of the things you're most excited about in the building? Is there any specific part of the building that you think is going to be unique?
Well, I think we just have an opportunity to enhance our career technical education program. An orchestra room will be part of it. The athletic aspects of it are going to be unique and exceptional. So I think it just gives all students an opportunity to excel at any interest that they may have.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And along with that, I guess you have a new facility for athletics, too, coming with that, the new stadium. How's that going?
It looks good. It looks very nice. And I know there's going to be a lot of excitement surrounding it once the football season kicks off.
And they'll get to move into it this year. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll have to let the sports guys know that. I can't remember if Manhattan plays at Junction City or if it's here this year. We were at Junction City last year, so maybe it's...
It probably will be in Manhattan this year.
Okay. So maybe we'll get to have the sports guys check that out next year for the...
Definitely.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back more in focus after this in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.